Yeah, so can you just tell me about the Zeppelin, because
right. I'll start with when I was first born, as it were, because it came more or less it was happening about that time.
What year were you born then?
I was born in 1915, September the 13th. And I've not looked up whether it was a Friday. What happened was that I was born in Tasker Terrace, number 6. And, of course, there was an entry at the back. This entry is now closed off because there was a murder down there in recent times. Now, from what my earliest memories were, I used to have a wooden engine, and I used to, outside the house, I don't know whether it was a gas or water, a little square box, and the tap for the water or the gas was down at the bottom, and I used to fill that with soil, and then I'd go right round Tasker Terrace, round the back, and come and empty it into my engine. Now, across the road, there was the farm, Olding's Farm, and they had about 4 or 5 cows. They had quite a lot of fields. They had the field where the Johnson's Pit was, and there was a gate there, and they could put the cows in there behind the Warrington Road, and they just graze at will. After this, I used to go across to the farm, and by the gateway, there was 2 big stones, and they were to prevent the cart hitting the wall, that they glide, if the horses got too near, the wagons would glide off those stones. Well, I used to sit on there waiting for them to come and milk the cows. And I'm told by my mother that I went into the house. I've got a photograph, I think you've got a photograph of it, of Olin's house. And I went into the house and they had a piano. And I wanted to know, my mother says, some of the things that I used to get up to, she says, I wanted to know that they milked the piano as well as the cows. So there was a chappy named Swift who used to do the milking. And I always remember going, and he used to always tell me to stand clear because they always were swishing the tail and that, and stand clear of the thing. So in the end, I was only about, in 1917, I was only about 2.5 years of age when the Zeppelin came over, and my mother took me to the front door. I was in her arms, she lifted me up, and we saw the Zeppelin flying over. Now, at the time, we didn't know exactly what was doing, and my father, for some reason or other, I can't say, he'd been sent to London, not in the forces, but he was doing some job regarding the war, because he was a turner, he was an engineer, as it were, and it most likely been, instead of the forces, it most likely been shipped to London, because he used to tell tales about the bombings in London. Of course, round here, we didn't know at that time, there was very, very little. Apparently, this Zeppelin, from what we learned later, was after the mustard gas factory at Sutton. And what had happened was that they'd gone along the lines which they used to navigate, because they were all polished. Trains were by the dozen. Even when we were growing up, there was a train every 2 minutes. And of course there was goods yard, as you can see there on the map. There was all these, and it used to be shunting all day. Well, the lines were polished. and the zeppelins used to navigate by the railways. Right. Now, this zeppelin was navigating along the railways, and he took the wrong turn. And he took the wrong turn, and when he got to the junction, near St. Helens Junction, he turned onto the St. Helens to Widnes line. Instead of going straight on to that, he'd have got the mustard gas factory, or near to it, had he gone straight on. But he turned to the right, towards Widnes. And, of course, the bombs, they were only dropped over the side. They do an awful lot of damage, but they used to drop them over the side. Well, the first bomb he dropped, he hit the milestone. Then what the report said was that it was foggy, it was a misty night, and very, very difficult, and that he was so high. But he wasn't. He was following the railway lines, and he was there. And my mother had me, and I saw that zeppelin in the sky. Not only that, across the line was the old, when I say old, it wasn't old, there was a grey house, and that was the gatekeeper when it was a level crossing. Now, Mrs. Ashton lived there. Her name at that time was Fay, but Mrs. Ashton, Fay, and they lived in that house. Now, he was a policeman, and he went on to the footbridge that had been put in place of the level crossing, and he went on to the, and was firing at the zeppelin with an air rifle, and he was a local policeman. Now, she's also recorded on these stories and along me about this, and I don't know I'm sorry I gave them all away, because now when I've asked for certain ones, I just won't get them. He said they're in the cock loft and that, and I'm sorry, because I thought, oh, they were finished with, you know, nobody was of interested anymore.
We've got some of them back for you now.
Oh, yes.
Back to the...
We've got some back. And,
was that your first childhood memory of seeing a zeppelin? Was that your first recollections from childhood?
No. I will shock you now about my life from the zeppelin. We've got the zeppelin now, and he's returned all right, and you've got the story of, I suppose you photographed those plaques.
I did, yes.
And you've got a good story there, and what's on those plaques is true, but I've got to say that what was reported in that paper was wrong. It wasn't a misty and foggy night, it was a clear night, and that zeppelin was just, it wasn't very high, and it was just gliding along.
I don't think you actually recorded your explaining how you got the zeppelin, the milestone in Victoria Park, Widnes. Can you just tell us?
Well, really speaking, through telling the ambulance boys about the zeppelin coming over during the First World War, they poo-pooed it, and I said, well, the stone that they had, the milestone, is in Victoria Park. And it's just a little round circle of railings. And there was a little plaque on it, not much bigger than that. And it's a first cap side. And it was a metal plaque telling you that this was a milestone. On, it didn't quite say for Bow Bridge. And Zeppelin had hit it during the First World War. So I used to tell the ambulance men that when they were talking there, and I used to be talking to them. I had my office there down below before I went in the control, before we went on radio. And I used to talk to them about a lot of things, with being ancient myself. So I said that, well, when I get a chance, I'll photograph it for you. I says, to prove it to you that the Zeppelin did come over here during the First World War. So when I went, the storm had gone and the railings, and it was on the far side. Now, names such as Lockerbie or something like that. Nobody knew where it had gone, so we started with the weekly news, and I wrote to the weekly news and I said about this milestone going, and I got messages from, it must be telephone, and the only way I'd have a telephone then is say ambulance service put the telephone in, because being in charge there had to be, and they put the telephone in, and they'd ring me, and ex-MERS had said, I remember one ex-MERS saying, it was in the middle of Kingsway. I said, it's not in the middle of Kingsway. I says, we're still searching for it. And then one day I got a call and asked me, would I meet him by the greenhouses on Sunday lunchtime at 12 o'clock? And when I went, I decided to go, although I didn't know who it was who was ringing me. And when I went, he says, well, he says, I used to work here. And he says, I'm not supposed to take you where we're going. He says, now, he says, there's a policeman in the park chasing these lads. He says, I've got to be very careful if they see me going in here with it being locked up. So he just leaned over and drew a stake out. It must have been like an aspen, that. And he drew this out, opened the gate, we were in, and we closed the door. Then he said, he just pointed down and he says, is that what you're looking for? And there, lying on the floor, was the gravestone, the milestone. Yeah. And it was there. So I says, well, that's all right, but where's the plaque? He says, well, see that garage? It was a garage similar to what I've got here, an asbestos garage. And he says, it was in the garage, but somebody stole it. So I says, oh. Anyway, from there, I got on to Witness Weekly News, and I told them that we'd found the milestone, and that I think it was a shame for it to be lying there. It was part of the history of Witness and that. So they then started, they got it as far as the local council people, whoever they were, and they decided to reinstate it. We found the stone, so I didn't know much more other than they were going to reinstate it, and it was only through my efforts and I persisted in cracking it down, and then I persisted in getting somebody to do something about it, and Witness Weekly News helped quite a lot. So when it was put there, they didn't say anything to me. The only thing I knew, and I can't tell you now who told me, but I found out somebody must have rung me up to say that it had been reinstated, and that. And when I went, I took a photograph of it, and it was in that article, and that. But I thought this. It's all, in some ways, people say, well, it's only a milestone. But really, in those days, for anything, an aeroplane wouldn't have got from Germany to here. It had to be an airship of some kind, which it was the Zeppelin. Now, the funny thing was that before the Second World War, they tried the same trick on us, and they came over here. Now, at that time, we were playing about with the R-100 and R-101. And the R-100 flew over the... I was delivering milk when it flew over. And it flew over, I would say, where it was in the sky. It had been more over towards Billing, over Billings.
It was one went over Shirley Park in 1925.
Well, that's
the same one.
That's the one that I saw. It.
Western Tellings.
Well, it went over this way. But it came back, I don't know. Mm. But anyway, it went towards Liverpool.
You saw that one as well, did you? You saw that
was the R-100.
Right.
The R-100, the one that crashed.
Yeah.
or was about to crash.
You witnessed it yourself?
That, I witnessed that.
You're on the Milton
Arm. I witnessed the R-100 flying over that district. I estimated about Billings, you see, somewhere like that. It was quite near. And then in 1936, I think it was, there was one flew over the Stoveworks. Now, the Stoveworks, it flew very, very low. And it come from America. And it flew over the Stoveworks, and they were taking photographs. And there was a big outcry about 1936. And they were photographing it. Now, the Stoveworks was a munition factory during the First World War. And they didn't know that it was only making stoves by then when they flew over. Now, whether it was making stoves then, I'm trying to remember. These houses were built in 1934. Now, the cashier of the stoves lived in this one. The chap in charge of the enamelling lived higher up the road. There was quite a few of the, and they came from Warrington. Now, these were only built in 1934. Now, they would still be here, so the Stoveworks would have just started when they all came from Warrington. Well, they wanted somewhere to live, and they were building these. They were built for Sydney's drivers. This is still rented. They won't sell it till I go out. Now, all those, that's rented there, and that's rented there, and then there's a couple there, and there's two up here rented. And all across have been bought. People have gone out. As fast as they go out, they sell them. But we've no trouble with them, and the rents are reasonable. And if you rang up and said you wanted something now, it would be done tomorrow. So, anyway, this one was coming back from America, and it flew over the Stoveworks, and there was a very, very big outcry over it. I mean, from the up to as far as Parliament, that this German, they were getting ready for the Second World War.